RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, Focus, and News in Brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia officially announced the World Cultural Forum 2016. Indonesia entering to the World Conversation Radar. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates low-interest loans in Central Java. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture officially announced the World Cultural Forum 2016. Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan stated Monday in Jakarta that the forum themed Culture for an Inclusive Sustainable Planet will be conducted in the next 10 until 14 October 2016. According to the minister, the World Culture Forum will discuss cultural aspects and place it as a basis for future shapes. In addition to that, the forum will be Indonesia's effort to introduce its cultural richness toward global communities.
Pesan ini, Bapak sekalian, kita melihat Indonesia.
The message is that Indonesia is a rich country with its culture, culture that not only as a heritage, but we put it as a basic element to shape the future. Our cultural richness will be one of menus to be discussed as a lesson learned for the world.
Elemen dasar atas masa depan. Nah, kekayaan kita di Indonesia inilah yang akan menjadi salah satu menu utama untuk didiskusikan dan kita jadikan sebagai pelajaran bagi dunia.
Furthermore, Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan explained that the Second World Culture Forum will be conducted differently from its first forum in 2013. According to him, this year's forum will provide cultural trip for delegates to feel Indonesia's cultural richness directly. The 2016 World Culture Forum invited more than 1,500 participants from within the country and abroad. The forum involved many stakeholders, including head of states, cultural activists, businessmen and industry, academics and cultural communities. The Indonesian government encouraged to introduce local wisdoms toward global communities, considering its richness of local wisdoms that might be reference for the world's issues. It was stated by Indonesia's Minister of Education and Culture, Anies Baswedan, after officially announcing the World Culture Forum 2016 Monday in Jakarta. Anies further hoped that through such effort, Indonesia will be able to play its role amid the world cultural diversity.
Indonesia memiliki banyak sekali kearifan lokal. Tugas kita adalah
Indonesia has so many local wisdoms. Our obligation is to translate it in a way that the global communities can understand, so that it will be a global value, a global theory that is used by all nations in the world. So it's about putting Indonesia in the global chat radar, how to create a global reference from our culture.
Di dalam radar percakapan dunia. Bagaimana output dari kebudayaan kita menjadi rujukan bagi dunia.
Furthermore, Minister Anies Baswedan said that Indonesia has major capital to be one of references to solve the global issues. He pointed out that Indonesia is able to manage diversity and pluralism that contribute to disunity in several countries. He hoped that Indonesia will be able to further promote its cultural wealth to raise Indonesia's position in the global communities. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciated a program providing low-interest loans from Jateng Bank or Central Java Bank for the policy of small loans with the lowest interest throughout Indonesia. Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo in Semarang on Sunday said President Joko Widodo appreciated the lowest interest policy because previously there was no bank, whether state-owned enterprises and private, who dared to disburse loans with interest at 7% and 2% in Indonesia. According to him, the appreciation of the Central Java Bank's program was delivered by President Joko Widodo at the meeting in Brebes some time ago. Some parties said Pranowo are questioning the application of the policy of low-interest loans, which is also lowering bank deposits to the government and region's revenues. He explained Central Java Bank, in cooperation with the provincial government of Central Java, offers capital solutions to small micro-enterprises, as well as answering effort to reduce poverty. In commemorating the National Consumer Day 2016, the National Development Planning Minister Sofian Jalil asked the Ministry of Trade to crack down on large manufacturers whose products do not comply Indonesian national standard, or abbreviated as NI. Sofian Jalil said the companies, especially large manufacturers that produce products not in accordance with the Indonesian national standard, are great crime, while small producers must continue to be guided to improve the quality of their products. In addition, the minister said the community must also support the domestic industry by loving local products so that any products coming into the country would not disturb Indonesian products. National Planning Agency and the Ministry of Trade have a program of increasing the love toward domestic product called Renaksi, namely Action Plan of Indonesia's Consumer Protection. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia is set to take part in the Arabian Travel Market, which will take place in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Between April 25th to 28th, 2016, to attract more tourists from the Middle East to Indonesia. The Indonesian ambassador for the United Arab Emirates, Hussein Bagis, said in Abu Dhabi on Sunday, April 17, 2016, that Indonesia's participation in the event is a part of the government's effort to increase the overall amount of holidaymakers into Indonesia. Bagis said that the embassy plans to begin talks with Etihad Airways, Abu Dhabi's flag carrier, to commence direct services from Abu Dhabi to Lombok. He said direct flights will make it easier for tourists to visit Lombok since it has won the world's best halal tourism destination and the world's best halal honeymoon destination. The ambassador also said that the government will court Indonesian flag carrier Garuda Indonesia and Etihad Airways to include more promotional material in their in-flight magazines. In addition, promotional trips for United Arab Emirates top journalists will also be explored as an option, so Sharia-friendly destinations could receive more attention in the Middle East. The head of research for NHK Securities Indonesia, Reza Priyambada, said that Jakarta Composite Index may rebound on Monday, April 18, 2016, with support levels hovering around 4,778 and 4,803 points, while resistance levels predicted at around 4,852 and 4,869 points. Reza on Monday, April 18, 2016, said if investors end their wait-and-see approach, the JCI, or Jakarta Composite Index, could easily rebound on Monday's trading session. Investors have been choosing to be extra cautious as the conditions in the global share market has not been very conducive for the JCI to continue its uptrend. The JCI managed to stay in the green after investors returned into the domestic market, which somewhat reversed the outflow of capital observed in the days prior to the end of last week's trading. Last week, the appreciation of share prices in the industrial, infrastructure, and manufacturing sector was balanced out by the depreciation of shares in the banking and finance sector in light of the negative reviews that surfaced relating to Bank Indonesia's recent policy changes about its 7-day reverse repossession rate, which it did to strengthen Indonesia's monetary transmission rate. The last item, Member of Commission 4 of the House of Representatives DPR, Andi Akmal Pasludin, asked the central government and the Jakarta provincial government to fully stop the reclamation of 17 islands project in the Jakarta Bay. According to him, although the central government, in this case the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, and Vice President Yusuf Kalla supported the cessation of reclamation on the north coast of Jakarta, there is still be the possibility to continue the project after fulfilling the procedural rules and the rights of the public. Andi Akmal Pasludin, in a statement on Monday, suggested that the government firmly on establishments for the benefit of the community by not giving the slightest chance to pass a large reclamation project in Jakarta Bay. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesia officially announced the World Cultural Forum 2016. Indonesia entering the world conversation radar. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciates low interest loans in Central Java. That was the news.
Smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Sampai Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on pros and cons of Jakarta Bay Reclamation. Jakarta Bay Reclamation is now in the spotlight after dragging a member of the Regional Representatives Council, M. Sanusi, in a bribery case. Pros and cons about this mega project appear among the public, ranging from common people, government officials, members of the House of Representatives, to observers or experts. Moreover, the issue of Jakarta Bay Reclamation also involves many well-known figures, from businessmen to Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama, or better known as Ahok. Now there is a talk of war as whether the mega project will be continued or not. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti and Commission 4 of the House of Representatives agreed to temporarily stop the reclamation project, but the Minister of National Development Planning, or head of the National Development Planning Agency, Sofyan Jalil, and Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama want to continue the mega project in the north of the capital. Jakarta Bay Reclamation Project stemmed from the desire of the Jakarta government to conduct reclamation on 17 artificial islands in the north coast of Jakarta. According to Basuki Cahayapurnama, the reclamation in the Jakarta Bay is actually beneficial for Jakarta provincial government. Later, 45% from the whole reclamation islands will become the property of the Jakarta government, and this will serve as social facilities and public facilities. In addition, the provincial government will also receive a land contribution, which is 5% of the total reclamation area. Some people said the Jakarta Bay Reclamation Project has violated the law and regulations. Even Vice President Yusuf Kalla suggested the project should be suspended while managing or studying and taking the correct legal basis. He asked all legal aspects related to the reclamation to be carefully assessed. He had already discussed this with Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya. From the environmental aspect, the reclamation project in the north coast of Jakarta has often been complained by environmental activists. They believe the reclamation of 17 artificial islands can damage the ecosystem of the environment in the Jakarta Bay. Regardless of the pros and cons, if the Jakarta Bay Reclamation Project must be continued, it should bring benefits not only to the government, but also to the people, especially communities around the north coast of Jakarta. Don't sacrifice people's interests and ecosystems around the north coast just for the sake of the development and progress of the city. Well, that was commentary today. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello listener, this is Today in History with RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event on April 18, 2007. West Irian Jaya officially changed into West Papua. West Papua is a province of Indonesia located in the western part of Papua Island, with Manokwari as its capital. West Papua and Papua are provinces with special autonomy status. Previously, this province was named West Irian Jaya through the Law No. 45/1999. Later, based on Government Regulation No. 24/2007, on April 18, 2007, the name of the province was changed into West Papua. We move into 1946. League of Nations was disbanded. League of Nations is an international organization established after the Paris Peace Conference 1919. Its main function include disarmament, war prevention through collective security, international conflict solution through negotiation and diplomacy, and global welfare improvement. The idea to establish the League of Nations was initiated by U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, although USA never joined, but established 42 countries joined the League of Nations. League of Nations did not have army and depended on international power to maintain its resolutions compliance. Although being successful in the beginning, the League of Nations failed to prevent the attacks by Axis powers in 1930s. The emergence of World War II re-emphasized that League of Nations had failed to prevent war. After the World War II on April 18, 1946, the League of Nations was disbanded and replaced by United Nations. We end today in history with an event in 1955, where Asian-African Summit began. Asian-African Summit, also known as Bandung Conference, is a conference among Asian and African nations held in Bandung City. This conference was held on April 18 to 24, 1955, and joined by representatives from 29 Asian-African countries. The main goal of this conference was to form Third World Countries Alliance in facing two superpowers, West Bloc and East Bloc. In the end of the conference, the Bandung Declaration contained agreement to form economic and cultural cooperation among Third World countries and recognize the right of each nation to choose their own fate. Besides, the summit issued a resolution against colonialism, and the Asian African Conference became the initiator of non-aligned movement. Listener, that was Today in History of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's focus is on President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe to enhance comprehensive cooperation. As an effort to realize its free and active foreign policy, Indonesia continues to increase commitment on cooperation with various countries. This is evidenced by the state visit of Indonesian President Joko Widodo to four European countries, namely Germany, United Kingdom, Belgium, and the Netherlands. From 17 April, the Cabinet Secretariat website reported on Sunday morning, April the 17th, President Joko Widodo, accompanied by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister of Trade Thomas Lembong, and Special Staff of the President Ari Dwi Payana, left for Berlin, Germany using the Presidential Aircraft Indonesia One from Halim Perdana Kusuma International Airport, Jakarta. The President's communication team member, Ari Dwi Payana, said the visit is at the invitation of leaders of the European countries. The agenda during the visit includes cooperation in the field of economy and campaign on tolerance. Ari Dwi Payana explained the European Union is one of Indonesia's strategic traditional partners in the face of new global challenges. Indonesia will prioritize cooperation in trade, investment, maritime, and water management. The European Union is one of Indonesia's main partners in trade and investment. The trade value between Indonesia and the European Union in 2015 reached $26.40 billion, making the region Indonesia's fourth largest trading partner. While the European Union investors in Indonesia is the third largest, with an investment of $2.26 billion in 2015. In the five-day state visit, President Joko Widodo will also invite leaders of European countries to spread the values of tolerance and peace in the midst of extremism and terrorism in various parts of the world through various channels, including digital and new social media. Previously, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, as quoted by Antara, said President Jokowi's visit to Europe will focus on the area of cooperation on economic. However, latest political development in the Middle East and the problem of terrorism will also be subjects of discussions. On the same occasion, Minister of Trade Thomas Trikasi Lembong said that the President's visit to Europe concerns many aspects of trade. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the minister said one of the concrete results to be achieved in the completion of the initial stage of negotiation on the Indonesia-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. He said the agreement is a giant economic cooperation because it involves 28 members of the European Union with a total population of 530 million and economy of $18.5 trillion per year. Meanwhile, Deputy Foreign Minister A.M. Fahir explained that the essence of President's visit to the four European countries is to strengthen the partnership between the European Union and Indonesia as an open and competitive country. Well, that was focused today on President Joko Widodo's visit to Europe.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, to inform you some headlines of national newspaper published in Jakarta on Monday 18th of April 2016. Well, we start highlighting the headline of Kompas newspaper. In its headline, Kompas writes, management of confiscated goods is poor. The management of the confiscated goods at home storage of a state confiscated objects and other storage places is not well coordinated and in minimal maintenance. As a result, trillions of rupiah of the potential state revenue of the seizure can be lost at all. Based on Article 44 of the criminal law, the confiscated objects stored at the house storage of state confiscated objects are under the Ministry of Law and Human Rights. However, because of limitation, not all the confiscated goods are stored in the warehouse. Most of the confiscated goods are stored by the agencies such as the police, prosecutors at all levels, the Corruption Eradication Commission (KPK), the National Narcotic Agency (BNN), Minister of Marine and Fishery, Minister of Environment and Forestry, and Directorate of Customs and Excise. The budget for the maintenance of the confiscated goods is also limited. As a result, the confiscated items are damaged and their value further decreases if they have to be auctioned. Well, we move to Media Indonesia newspaper. It writes, Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama asks the central government to officially stop reclamation. Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama or AHO will learn if there is an official letter from the central government to stop the reclamation project of Jakarta Bay. His statement was responding to the request by Vice President Yusuf Kalla that the reclamation project is in moratorium until all legal rules are met. The request of an official letter from the central government has been asked by Governor Basuki when responding to the request of Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti to stop the reclamation project of Jakarta Bay. At the time, Governor Basuki said that he would stop the reclamation project worth 20 trillion rupiah if there was an official letter with a strong legal basis from the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. Well, listener, we come to an end with Tempo newspaper. In its headline, Tempo writes, stopping reclamation project is requested by both parties. Two ministries, namely Minister of Environment and Forestry and Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, want to stop the reclamation project of Jakarta Bay. Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nubraya views the reclamation project of Jakarta Bay is the domain of the Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries. But Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujastuti cannot issue a moratorium if an environmental permit has not been issued by Minister Siti. Minister Siti is responsible for the Law No. 27 on the Coastal Area Management and Small Island, which has been updated into Law No. 1, 2014. It is mentioned that all permissions related to the action are the authority of the Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries. According to Minister Siti, based on rules, despite licenses are in the hands of the governor, the reclamation is lawful after there is a recommendation from Minister Susi Pujastuti. Minister Siti agrees with Minister Susi's plan to temporarily stop the reclamation until the permit appears and any related rules are completed. Listener, those were some headlines of newspapers published in Jakarta on Monday 18 of April 2016. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture officially announced the World Culture Forum 2016. Minister of Education and Culture Anies Baswedan stated Monday in Jakarta that the forum themed Culture for an Inclusive Sustainable Planet will be conducted in the next 10 until 14 October 2016. The Indonesian government encouraged to introduce local wisdoms toward global communities, considering its richness of local wisdoms that might be referenced for the world's issues. Indonesian President Joko Widodo appreciated a program providing low-interest loans from Jateng Bank or Central Java Bank for the policy of small loans with the lowest interest throughout Indonesia. In commemorating the National Consumer Day 2016, the National Development Planning Minister, Sofyan Jalil, asked the Ministry of Trade to crack down on large manufacturers whose products do not comply Indonesian National Standard, or abbreviated as NI. Indonesia is set to take part in the Arabian Travel Market, which will take place in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, between April 25th to 28th, 2016, to attract more tourists from the Middle East to Indonesia. The Indonesian ambassador for the United Arab Emirates, Husin Baki, said in Abu Dhabi on Sunday, April 17th, 2016, that Indonesia's participation in the event is part of the government's effort to increase the overall amount of holidaymakers into Indonesia. The head of research for NHK Securities Indonesia, Reza Priambada, said that the Jakarta Composite Index may rebound on Monday, April 18, 2016, with support levels hovering around 4,778 and 4,803 points, while resistance levels predicted at around 4,852 and 4,869 points. Member of Commission 4 of the House of Representatives DPR Andi Akmal Pasludin asked the central government and the Jakarta provincial government to fully stop the reclamation of 17 islands project in the Jakarta Bay. That was News in Brief.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing, and with the beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world
that we can find in Indonesia. 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder, and let's speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Bandung, West Java. Stay tuned. Indonesia, which is an archipelagic state and consists of various regions, makes its own various traditions, cultures, and tribes. No wonder every region in Indonesia has their own attraction for tourists. In today's edition, we'll invite you to Bandung, West Java province, which has many typical foods. One of them is seblak. Bandung is well known on its creativities. Its creativities are very various and unlimited, beginning from arts, cultures, and even until typical foods. One of typical foods is seblak, which has been popularized in 2000. Raw material of the food is raw cracker. There are two kinds of seblak, namely dried and wet ones. For dried seblak is served by spread dried chili powder and also other ingredients. While to make wet seblak is not quite difficult. Firstly, raw cracker is boiled. After that, it is drained and dried together with seasoning such as red onion, garlic, salt, and kencur and cayenne pepper. Now Casablanc is also popular amongst tourist communities. It is proven because there are many stalls in various places in Bandung which sell this typical food. So tourists can be easily to find Seblak. Seblak's price is quite cheap. You can enjoy this typical food without having to spend your money. Listeners, over the development period, wet Seblak is varied and more enjoyed by many domestic and foreign tourists. Now, wet Seblak can be combined with other materials such as egg, sausage, meatball, etc. To serve wet Seblak is added sauce and has hot flavor. So this food is suitably eaten when rainy seasons. Are you interested to taste this food? So, if you are in Bandung, West Java, please do not forget to taste it. That was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which invites you to learn Bahasa Indonesia. Today we feature a topic entitled Wisata Malam Monas, which in English means Monas Night Tour. Stay tuned. As usual, I will introduce you to the vocabulary and expressions that relate to today's topic of conversation. I'll say the sentence twice slowly, and you can repeat after me. Wisata malam, wisata malam, which means night tour. Dengar, dengar, which means to listen or hear. Buka, buka, which means open. Malam hari, which means evening. Kesana, kesana, which means there. Pulang kantor, which means office break. Langsung, langsung, which means directly. Jam 7 malam, which means 7 p.m. Jam 10 malam, which means 10 p.m. Harga, harga, which means price. Tiket, tiket, which means ticket. Puncak, puncak, which means peak or top. 10.000 rupiah. 10.000 rupiah, which means 10.000 rupiah. Kantor. Kantor, which means office. Berjalan kaki. Berjalan kaki, which means on foot. Kuliner. Kuliner, which means culinary. Di sekitar. Di sekitar, which means around. Menemukan. Menemukan, which means to find. Makanan, makanan, which means food. Bersama-sama, bersama-sama, which means together. Cuaca cerah, which means bright. Now, we give you an example of conversation entitled Wisata Malam Monas, or in English means Monas Night Tour. The conversation is between A. Anna and B. Ani. A. Anna, saya dengar sekarang wisata Monas dibuka malam hari. Saya dengar sekarang wisata Monas dibuka malam hari. Which means, I heard tour of Monas is now open in the evening. Bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita ke sana? Bagaimana kalau nanti malam kita ke sana? Which means, why don't we go there this evening? B. Ani, baiklah, pulang kantor kita langsung ke sana. Baiklah, pulang kantor kita langsung ke sana. Which means, alright, once the office break, we go there. Wisata malam Monas dimulai dari jam 7 malam sampai jam 10 malam. Wisata malam Monas dimulai dari jam 7 malam sampai jam 10 malam. Which means, the Monas night tour begins at 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Harga tiket untuk sampai ke puncak Monas Rp10.000. Harga tiket untuk sampai ke puncak Monas Rp10.000. Which means, the ticket price to get to the top of Monas is Rp10.000. Dari puncak Monas, kita bisa melihat keindahan Jakarta di waktu malam. Dari puncak Monas, kita bisa melihat keindahan Jakarta di waktu malam. Which means, we can see the beauty of Jakarta at night from the top of the monument. A. Anna, naik apa kita ke Monas? Naik apa kita ke Monas? Which means, how do we go there? B. Ani, kita bisa berjalan kaki dari kantor saya ke Monas. Kita bisa berjalan kaki dari kantor saya ke Monas. Which means, we can go there on foot from my office to Monas. A. Anna, apalagi yang bisa kita lakukan di sana? Apalagi yang bisa kita lakukan di sana? Which means, what else can we do there? B. Ani, kita bisa berwisata kuliner di sekitar Monas. Kita bisa berwisata kuliner di sekitar Monas. Which means, we can do a culinary tour around the monument. Di sana, kita bisa menemukan makanan khas Betawi. Di sana, kita bisa menemukan makanan khas Betawi. Which means, we will find typical culinary of Betawi there. A. Anna, baiklah kalau begitu. Baiklah kalau begitu, which means, alright. Saya akan ke kantor kamu nanti sore. Saya akan ke kantor kamu nanti sore. Which means, I'm going to your office this afternoon. Kemudian kita bersama-sama ke Monas. Kemudian kita bersama-sama ke Monas. Which means, then we'll go to Monas together. Semoga malam ini cuaca cerah. Semoga malam ini cuaca cerah. Which means, hopefully the weather is good tonight. Sampai jumpa. Sampai jumpa. Which means, see you. Well, listener, that was today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. Hopefully, it can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. We'll see you again with a different topic. Thanks for your attention. See you and sampai jumpa.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical program which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, we will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Novia Kolopaking. Well, listener, Let's listen to the first song entitled Kembali by Novia Kolopaking. Happy listening. Novia Kolopaking is one of the Indonesian pop singers who was popular in 90s era. Although Novia not fully become a singer, but her songs become hits on the radio music program, even put on the top place of Indonesian music charts, such as the song Asmara. Since childhood, Novia Kolopaking already active in the acting world. Well, I'll take you to enjoy the next song, entitled Asmara by Novia Kolopaking.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.